What comes to me is the recognition, and I think this is something really important in the, you know, the context that the QVS is happening, and the, you know, in the context that we look at today. And I think this is something that isn't widely understood, particularly among many people who aren't in contact with younger adults, that the economic conditions and the job market are such that there is a pretty catastrophic level of underemployment and marginal employment among young adults. So it used to be the case, and I think a lot of older adults still seem to have this perception that, you know, you sort of come out of college and you're freshly minted and you can go and do anything you want to do. And that's still the message that I think a lot of younger people are getting from people older than them, and it's just not the case. I mean, there are people who have amazing skills and gifts and preparation who simply aren't able to find opportunities to do that work. And so who are working at a Starbucks trying to make enough money part-time to be able to find their way forward. And what they hear, I think, and this happens in our Quaker communities, and it happens in a lot of places, is, wow, why don't you go out and change the world? Where's this inspiring work? And people are saying, well, you know, I really just am trying to get by here and trying to figure out how I'm going to live my life. So in a very real way, I think providing opportunities where we can make this kind of living viable, particularly with the huge weight of student loan debt that so many younger people are carrying coming out of school, to make that possible is an urgent need, you know, not an optional thing at all, but really to enable people's gifts to be expressed and to enable people to have the possibility of considering orienting their lives towards service. I think for people who are involved in faith communities, one of the really exciting things to me about many of the Quaker communities that we partner with is that, and you know, Ross has done this work much more directly than I have, but the sense that I have is that many of the connections with organizations locally have come through the established networks of a number of people who are active in those Friends meetings. So, I mean, one of the things that we have in many of our meetings is people who are older and more established, who have these established networks and connections. There's a huge value in mentoring. My sense is that to be a mentor with integrity, with a sense of generosity and a sense of really partnering with someone in whom, you know, a younger person in whom an older person sees gifts and sees potential is an incredible gift that we don't take advantage of nearly as much as we could. It's a great blessing that older, more well-established folks can give to provide resources and support. Not to be patronizing and not to tell people what to do, but to say, wow, I see that you're asking these questions. Would you like to have conversations about that? And if so, what kind of things are you considering? And are there people I know who I could put you in contact with? So, I mean, it may seem like an obvious answer, but one thing I would really encourage people, if they are connected with faith communities, and if they're particularly from the perspective of friends who maybe wouldn't consider themselves young adults, who might, you know, be a little older than that, to be on the lookout for opportunities like that, to encourage the gifts and the exploration of younger folks.